You're listening to Eureka on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Entrepreneurs. Having spoken to the CEO of food delivery company Gusto on Wednesday's episode of The Entrepreneurs, we thought we'd bring you a similar venture for this week's Eureka, albeit with a twist. Kevin Glynn and David Nolan are best friends, former Goldman Sachs bankers, and now co-founders of Butternut Box, a company that creates fresh, delicious dog food and delivers it direct to customers. Since starting the business 2 years ago, they've already served up 1 million meals to happy pooches across the land and just raised £5 million for further expansion. This week, Kevin and David share their story.
We met on the first day of our internship, actually. We used to work in finance. We met on an internship first day at Goldman Sachs. Got the job. Then we had, 4 years at the firm together. So both on the trading floor, both had a bit of a reputation for never being seen more than about 7 metres away from each other. And yeah, had a great time at the company, some great friends, great mentors, great learning experience. I guess before mine and Kev's relationship, about 5 years before we started at Goldman, my family had actually brought home a dog from Battersea Dogs Home. On the website, her name was Snowy. She'd been found walking around in the snow in Enfield. And you know, the reason she caught our eye, she had a little smile on her face. You know, a little white staffy with a smile. We were like, this is the dog for us. We brought Snowy home. Almost immediately, it was quite clear that she wasn't a well dog. The thing that she's most famous for is she was suffering from chronic flatulence. Snowy was quickly renamed Rudy, and back and forth the first month or so from the vets with Rudy. She had a bunch of other stuff that was wrong with her. She really irritated skin, dark weepy circles around her eyes, irritated ears, a real air of anxiety, just not a particularly well dog. And anti-inflammatories, antibiotics weren't working, and the vet said, look, we've kind of exhausted a lot of options here. Maybe her diet's to blame. So we thought, okay, if her food is to blame, let's start cooking for her and hopefully eliminate ingredients that are causing her harm and build up a diet that works for her. And, you know, almost immediately from feeding Rudy home-cooked food, you know, she was just a different dog. And that was kind of it, really. You know, 4 or 5 years went past and we were just people who cooked at home for our dogs. And, you know, I guess you get to the period where you've got a busy professional life. You come home on a Friday, you're ordering delivery for yourself, and then you're getting up to cook for a staffy and an American bulldog. It doesn't make much sense. So I was Googling home-cooked dog food delivery. It didn't exist. So I just thought, my family would definitely use this. I'm sure there are more people out there that would be interested in such a service too. And after talking it through with Kevin for about 2 minutes, Kev's eyes lit up and he was probably even more excited about it than I was.
Yeah, so basically what we are is the UK's first fresh home-cooked dog food delivery service. We spend a ton of time working with our nutritionists on our portion control. Over 50% of the dogs in the UK are overweight or obese. So we basically bring all of our kind of pet parents through a 60-second nutritional questionnaire. Based on the information that you provide us, we will work out how many calories your dog needs and then pre-portion that into daily packs. So once we have all that information, we give you the choice of choosing chicken, beef, turkey or lamb recipe. It's all human-grade ingredients. So we focus on very high-quality ingredients. And then we deliver every 2, 3 or 4 weeks, depending on the size of the dog. It will arrive frozen and you keep it in the fridge or freezer. The way we actually look at the industry as a whole is the standard dry kibble that sits on the shelf. There's then the kind of wet sterilized can also sits on the shelf. You have a raw dog food trend now that's been very, very apparent in the UK. And then I guess where we sit is this fresh home cooked section. So I guess like without name shaming or anything like that, for us, the personalization is a huge part. You don't get that in the standard supermarket shelf. The clarity of ingredients, it's often quite, it's a bit of a mystique reading the back of a can. You don't really understand what goes into it. The fun fact we kind of always use is there only needs to be 4% of chicken in a can of chicken to call it that. That didn't really sit right with us. So we really wanted to kind of champion that transparency in the industry about what you actually see is what you get. And then the raw dog food trend has come about because people just want to get more switched on to their nutrition. We gently cook our meals just to give that added convenience factor on top of the raw dog food market.
One thing that we recognised very early on, we knew our food was great when it was in the bowl, but a lot of people struggle with the question, how much should I actually be feeding my dog? And, without going too much into it, the calorific density from one food to another varies. you know, our food would have 40% more calories per 100 grams than maybe a cheaper dog food off the shelf. So what we wanted to do was be able to take the key information that everyone knows about their dog, do the work for them, and then come up with a serving size that will be appropriate for their dog. As Kev said, half the dogs in the UK are overweight or obese, and you know, just in treating diabetic dogs alone in this country, we spend £234 million a year. The food offering we thought was broken and we needed to fix, and then also, I guess, the consumer journey and how people actually interact with dog food on a day-to-day basis. We just wanted to simplify and make it easier for people. We took our home-cooked recipes, did a huge amount of work with our nutritionists. We have 3 PhD-level nutritionists as part of the team, an in-house vet, and we wanted to take what worked really well for our dogs and worked really well in our own home and be able to scale that to be able to feed, you know, thousands of dogs, hopefully in the future.
And it's always about increasing our proposition to our clients and also the dogs in the UK. So at the moment we're doing dog food. We most definitely want to go into pet wellness as a whole. So later on this year, we'll definitely start looking at kind of snacks and periodic medicine going inside of the box. Next year, we'll look to the initials of a cat food company also. And then ultimately, bigger picture for us, we would love to go into Germany and France. And given my roots, I definitely want to go back to Ireland as well. So it might be UK, Ireland, France, Germany, but that's we definitely want to go into the European landscape. We get asked for cats effectively every day and snacks every day, so it seems like the natural thing for us to do now.
For us, it's always been a balancing act of, you know, we'd never want to take another customer on if our existing customer's experience suffered. So it's not growth for growth's sake. And also, you know, we don't want to kind of throw products at our customers because, you know, we're trying to build trust in a category that, you know, we as consumers didn't have much faith in. So for us, it's a really fine balancing act between growing the company, layering on the proposition, but also doing the right thing by the customer and also timing it, you know, sensitively. I think that's one of the big things that we consider.
Thanks very much to Kevin Glynn and David Nolan, founders of Butternut Box, for coming in and sharing their story. Thanks too to Daniel Bache, who produced this show, and to Kieran Matthew Banerjee, who edited it. I'm Matt Alagaya. Thanks very much for listening. Goodbye.